High Peak Radio weather.
With Davies Blank Furnace, the traditional original legal firm.
Sunshine and showers into the evening with an overnight low tonight of around 8 Celsius. Tomorrow, 14 Celsius and cloud with sunny spells.
High Peak Radio weather with Davies Blank Furnace, the traditional original legal firm. With offices at Ellison Street, Glossop and Manchester City Centre. Find them online at dbf-law.co.uk.
The High Peaks 2017 general election debate on High Peak Radio.
Good evening, I'm Emma Downes and welcome to High Peak Radio's 2017 general election debate. I'm joined in the studio by all three candidates hoping to become your MP. We've got Conservative Andrew Bingham, Ruth George for Labour and Liberal Democrat Charles Lawley. Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for having us.
Now, the format for tonight's debate is going to be in four parts. Now, in part one, each of the candidates will introduce themselves and will discuss the issue that sparked this year's election and has dominated British politics for the past year, namely Brexit. Next, we'll debate the big issues like health, education and transport. And then we'll ask the candidates how their parties would fund their proposals. And finally, we'll give each of the candidates 2 minutes to tell you why they think they deserve your vote. The rules are really, really simple this evening, so each candidate's got up to a minute to answer each question. Now, to keep us to time, I do have a bell, but that's just to keep us to time, hopefully, and then we'll open the floor up to discussion. So I'm hoping it's going to be a nice and clean and fair fight, and hopefully we won't talk over each other. But first, our news reporter Lisa Cook has this report on how the electoral history, on about the electoral history of the High Peak.
Thanks, Emma. The High Peak is one of those constituencies beloved of political nerds like me. Historically, it's a safe-ish Tory seat which only voted for a Labour MP in 1966. But in recent years, it's become a key marginal that swings between the Conservatives and Labour. Despite being largely rural, Tory voting villages are balanced out by more Labour-supporting towns. Conservative Andrew Bingham has held the seat for the past 7 years, having been voted in 2010, the year the Conservatives won a slim majority and formed a coalition with Nick Clegg's Lib Dems. Before that, it was a Labour seat held for two terms by Tom Levitt, who was voted in on the Blair landslide in 1997. What about the other parties, I hear you asking? Well, the Lib Dems took a hammering last time round, punished by the voters for supporting the Tory government. Their vote dropped from around 10,000 to just over 2,000. You might be wondering where the Greens and UKIP are tonight. Both have decided not to field candidates. The Greens, who polled 1,800 votes in 2015, are advising their supporters to back Ruth George. UKIP have stood down in favour of Andrew Bingham, who backed the Vote Leave campaign.
Well, thanks for setting the scene, Lisa, and giving us the background. Now, can each of you in 60 seconds introduce yourselves to our listeners? If we can start with you, Andrew.
Thank you, Emma. Good evening, everybody. I'm Andrew Bingham, as you've just heard from Lisa. I've been the Member of Parliament for the last 7 years. I was born in Buxton. I live in Chapel Henley Frith. I did stand in the general election in 2005, but unfortunately just failed to win by a few hundred votes. And as I said, I've been the MP for the last 7 years, and we're back into election time, and I'm looking forward to tonight's debate and obviously to the campaign as we're working through it up till June the 8th.
And you, Ruth?
Thank you. I'm someone who's lived in High Peak for over 25 years with my husband Mark, my four children, and as I go round, if I see a problem, I want to put it right. So I do a lot of campaigning against all the greenfield development that we've seen across High Peak, organising community actions on traffic and improving our childcare places. But I also campaign in Parliament. I work for Retail Trade Union Usdaw, representing mainly families on low incomes who struggle to get by. So I've led campaigns against some of the most destructive measures in recent years, the huge cuts to tax credits and compensation for victims of assault. I've got very strong roots here in the community, but I also know how to make Parliament work for the people who need it.
And you, Charles?
Hi there, I'm Charles Lawley. I am a father and of a young family. We live in Chapel Henley Frith. My little girl has just turned two, and my eldest son is 4 years old. I've lived in the High Peak nearly all my life. First home was in Buxton, then I grew up in Buxworth, which I'm sure all your listeners know. I went to primary school there. I had my first job there, Buxworth War Memorial Club, and now I live in Chapel Henley Frith. I also had my first taste of running my first business in Whaley Bridge, the railway inn. I first got into politics in 2015 when I joined the Lib Dems, and in 2016 I led the Britain Stronger in Europe campaign for the High Peak to try and secure a Remain vote for the High Peak, and we narrowly lost here in the High Peak.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is High Peak Radio's 2017 general election debate, and with us tonight we've got the three candidates wanting to be your MP. So we have Conservative Andrew Bingham, Ruth George for Labour, and Liberal Democrat Charles Lawley. Now, if you could just remind our listeners how each of you voted in the EU referendum last June.
I voted for Remain.
I voted for Remain and led the Britain Stronger in Europe campaign for the High Peak as a volunteer lead.
And I voted to leave.
Right. So in 60 seconds, can you give us your explanation as to why you voted that particular way? So if we start with you, Andrew.
Yes, certainly. When I was first elected in 2007, I think I was quite clear that I was sceptical of the European project, but the 7 years in Westminster made me more so. I think the European Economic Community, as it was originally billed as, that we joined in the 1970s, an economic union, I think was very laudable and was very good. But unfortunately, I think the European Union became a political union first and an economic union second, and I saw more and more bureaucracy, and I just came to the conclusion that actually, as a country with a strong economy that we've got, we would be better served actually not being in the European Union than we would be in it.
Yeah. What about you, Charles?
I backed Remain because 1 in 7 High Peak jobs are directly dependent on single market access. I voted Remain because I'm a big protector of the environment, and EU environmental laws are the best in the world. I believe in the European Court of Human Rights, and I believe Britain is stronger in Europe. I'm absolutely backing us to retain the single market access, because I don't think the High Peak could risk having 1 in 7 less people on work, 1 in 7 more people dependent on the state, 1 in 7 less customers for local businesses.
And you, Ruth?
Well, I campaigned and voted last year to remain in the EU, but I absolutely accept the result that our country came to, and I think now is time to move on and look at negotiations for Brexit and how we get the best deal out of that, rather than revisit those arguments. I reject a hard Brexit because that would cause damage to our economy, to local jobs, but I also reject a second referendum because the majority of people who voted to leave would actually feel betrayed, and a second referendum would be even more divisive than the first. So I think now we've got to move on and concentrate on protecting our national interests, so Labour will ensure that all MPs can give the settlement that we get proper scrutiny throughout the negotiations.
So, Charles, what did you think of what Andrew and Ruth have just said?
Well, ultimately, I think we should have a final say on the deal, because we knew what Remain was. It was the status quo plus the renegotiations. Leave was an abstract concept. Was it more immigration? Was it completely no immigration, or was it controlled immigration? Were we paying into the single market? Were we paying into the budget or not? We were promised to have our cake and eat it. But once we know what leave looks like, it's only fair that people have a say that that is what they wanted. And if they don't, they should be allowed to choose to remain in the EU if a Brexit deal is going to make us all poorer.
I think we've had a referendum. The country voted to leave. I think to have a second referendum, I think would certainly damage people's faith in democracy. And I think we all three would agree that we want more people to get involved in democracy, more people to vote in the elections. And I think to have a referendum as we did on the 23rd of June last year and then come back with another one, I think people would then come along and say, well, we've voted on this already. Why are we voting on it again? We've made our decision. It's one of probably the few things that Ruth and I do agree on, actually, that the result was what it was. And I think it's down to, as politicians now, we should implement that result, as we've already heard.
But if the final deal kept single market access and free movement of people, would you accept that?
But I don't think the final deal will, because I think we've said that you can't have one without the other. Why did people vote to leave the European Union? There are many, many reasons. And I think what we need is a good deal for British business. And I've spoke to local companies who since Brexit actually have seen an upturn in business. And actually, if you go back pre-1992, this country dealt very, very well without the single market that we have now. We deal very well with other countries outside the EU. And I genuinely believe that as a country, our economy will grow, and we can deal with countries in the EU and out of the EU without being in a single market.
Can I ask you, Charles, why people would trust a MP or a government that is looking to say that they will stay in the European Union whilst at the same time negotiating the deal to come out? I think it's people would not trust that